Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We began last Sunday on a new series we're calling The Ministry of Reconciliation. So would you please go with me to scripture that we looked at? We'll do a little bit of review. If you weren't with us, then you can get the previous message. It won't cost you anything. You can go online, watch it. Look with me in Psalm 133, and then we'll be going also to Ephesians 4. Psalm 133 verse 1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Now, you know, there's being together, and then there's being in unity. You just because you're in the same room with somebody doesn't mean there's unity. Right? Keep reading. He said, verse 2, it is this good, pleasant unity is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. There is a direct connection between blessing and unity. You believe it or not?
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, the Bible said faith operates by love. Faith works by love. No love, no operation of faith. No operation of faith, no power manifested. You remember in 1 Peter, it talks about 1 Peter chapter 3. There's details given there about how husbands should treat their wives and wives should treat their husbands. And he finishes that passage by saying, lest your prayers be hindered. So that your prayers won't be hindered. What does that tell you? Fussing and fighting hinders your prayers. Well, that's not good, right? You want your prayers hindered, or you want your prayers answered?
Yes.
Well, then we got to get a hold of the fussing and fighting, or our prayers will be... Why would your prayers be hindered? Because of fussing and fighting. Why would that be? Well, we already talked about, well, it's going to affect your faith. Faith operates and works. When anything that affects your faith is going to affect an answer, going to affect anything like that. But also, yielding to strife is yielding to the enemy. It's giving him place in your affairs. That the Lord actually gave me this phrase some years ago, and I think you'll see it in the scriptures in James when we get there. Couldn't guarantee we'd get there today. We'll see. But the Lord gave me this phrase that strife is the manifest presence of the devil. There's scripture that goes along with that. We'll talk about it. But manifest presence of the devil. Have you ever experienced strife? You can walk into a room where people have just been having a fight and not even know it or heard it, and walk into it and you can feel it. Is that right? Well, what are you feeling? What are you feeling? You're feeling a manifestation of spirits. These things are real. Well, you should be able to experience a manifestation of peace in a place like this. Is that right? And in your home too. If the Holy Spirit is in manifestation, it's not going to be strife. It's going to be peace and joy. Hallelujah. Well, that's what he's saying, how good and how pleasant it is when people, brethren, and we are everyone that's born again, we're brethren, when we're dwelling together in unity. He said it's like the anointing oil that came on top of the high priest's head and flowed all the way over him down to the skirts of his garment. It's like the blessing of dew that rests on the mountain's top and flows down. For there God commanded the blessing. Is there a connection between unity and blessing? Yes, there is. Go with me to Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 1, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now there's all kind of revelation there. For the next several verses, he keeps emphasizing the word one. Notice he says, verse 4, there's one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. What's he talking about? Well, he just got through talking about unity. A unicycle is a one wheel, right? Bicycle is two wheels. What's unity? Una. One. Oneness. We're all on the same page. And we Christians should be on the same page, because there's only one body of Christ. There's only, somebody said, what about all the denominations? There's only one body of Christ. When you get to heaven, they won't send you to the Baptist section or the Catholic section or the Pentecostal or Word of Faith. Oh, those folks are over on the west side. The factions are things that men have come up with. And factions keep splitting and splitting into other factions. Why? Because people couldn't get along. They couldn't stay together and work together. And you'll hear people say, well, why can't we all just get along? I don't know. Why can't you? Why don't you get along with everybody? Why aren't you still friends with everybody? No, it's easy to say. It's this pie in the sky utopia. We just all need to get along. Ain't happening in this world, in this lifetime. Because there's an enemy, there's a devil, and there are people yielding to him. And we're not all in the same spiritual family. If you haven't been born again, God's not your father. Jesus told the most religious people of his day, religious leaders, he said, you are of your father, the devil. So, you know, people try to talk about, well, the universal fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man. That's not true. That's not true. You must be born again, or you're not in the family of God. According to the Bible. Now, if you don't believe the Bible, we'd have to talk about something else, I guess. But no, the Word of God reveals the truth. And the truth will do what for you? It won't put you in bondage. It'll make you free. So we're going to be talking about getting along with each other, you know, reconciliation as this goes further. But we're focused on this part first, getting along with God, being reconciled to God. That's the first thing. And that's the main thing. And that's why in the present state with the earth, there'll never come a time when everybody gets along with each other on the planet and there'll be perfect harmony and peace until the Lord comes and changes things. Why? Because there's so many people who are not reconciled to God. And if they're not reconciled to God, you're not going to be able to be reconciled with each other. There's spiritual nature that is opposite each other. And I know that doesn't make you happy, but it's how things are. You first got to be reconciled to God. And when you're reconciled to God, and the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart, now you can be reconciled with a lot of people that you wouldn't have been able to be prior to that. Of course, all brethren should be able to dwell together in unity, because our natures have been changed. But one, he keeps saying. But now notice, chapter 4, verse 1 again, what's involved in walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we're called? Verse 2 describes how you do this. With all what? Lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So these words, it's easy to just read over them, but look at verse 2 again. Verse 2. And when people think of you, do these words spring to mind? Meek, long-suffering, forbearing, put up with others. It should. And this is key to holding on to the unity of the Spirit, isn't it? If people are meek and humble instead of proud and haughty, if they're long-suffering instead of impatient, if they forbear one another, put up with one another, instead of being completely intolerant of your, you know, lack of development or whatever the case might be. Let me take a little side thought here just for a minute. We're commanded not to judge. Have you read this in the Scriptures? Judge not, so you won't be judged. You cannot judge without being a hypocrite. Did you hear that phrase? A judge, according to James, is not a doer. When you hear somebody coming down hard on somebody about something, without knowing any details, you know they're acting hypocritically. They're not doing what they're claiming others should be doing. If they were, they'd be more compassionate. They'd be kinder about it. If you're actually accomplishing what you're saying others should be doing, you know it's not that easy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.